Okay, good evening, and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter B'Toch and Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, as a schus for a zivik le'Yaakov Aaron ben Rochel, in the Nishmas Malkabas Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Rav Shlema Chaim and Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Eliyahu Chaim and Rav Chaim Yitzchok, or in the Moshe, Risha Gittel Bas Rav Eliezer ben Noach, and for Shlema le Yitzchok ben Sora, David Shimon ben Esther, Adiel Shmuel ben Rosemary, and Mordechai ben Sora. And may I add, I'm sure all of the tzuim should have refuah shleima, and the shvuyim should be redeemed in a way that's l'teva for everybody, and not with any type of compromises. And people should return to their homes, and those fighting should be protected. The Shemir Yisroel should be Shmoir She'eris Yisroel, and those bereaved families should find Nechoma. I thought that maybe we could use a little bit of our influence this evening. What do I mean? There's a very significant piece of current events going on tomorrow morning, I'm not sure exactly, or as we speak, and that's the ceasefire and the exchange of shvuyim for prisoners. It certainly conjures up mixed feelings that some people will be reunited with their family, hopefully in good health and minimal trauma. I hope that's possible. Is good news. The price that we're paying, not such good news in terms of terrorists, whatever level, being released, and the stopping of the efforts to eradicate this. Achzorius that exists, in Gaza. Besides that, the limitation of surveillance is very, very concerning. And when you think about these things, it's worrisome. A number of people have asked me, what do you think about that? And the only real thought that comes to mind is that, Baruch Hashem, I'm very happy that nobody asked me about what to do, because It's such a difficult decision. It's mamish dinei nefoshes, lekan ulekan. But I think we can do something about it. And that is that a ongoing milchoma and tragedy and shvuyim and wounded people. After a while, we lessen up, we let up a little bit on the efforts. Yes, we've been saying Tehillim consistently after each tefillah. And yes, we've had focus on the matzav that exists, but it dwindles a little bit. As time goes on, you get more used to it. And it's not so shocking. We don't feel as angry, as desperate. We become... that's the way it is. This is life. This is what's going on. It becomes part of our ongoing reality to which we adjust. And when there is a new dimension to Atzara, when there is a new opportunity, bein letav bein lemutav, then it certainly is an opportunity to refocus ourselves and rededicate ourselves. Especially in the context of what we speak here, to the Midas HaBitochen. Our Bitochen can make a major difference. Yes, things are going on, and there seems to be danger, good news, bad news, danger, teva, power, surveillance, lack of ability to attack, to continue the work, release of terrorists. But all of these things can be influenced by our bitochen. If we recognize the power that we have, if we recognize the force that we have, it's a koyach in the bria that when one puts his trust in Hashem, afilo roshu b'teich b'Hashem, even the worst of people are the most wicked, chesed yisoyv avenu, they'll be surrounded by chesed. And certainly people that are well-meaning, that are tzaddikim, that are shomrei Torah, mitzvahs, that are people that work on their bitochin, alachas kama v'kama. So we have a power, but we have to access that power. We have to use every opportunity that we have to strengthen that power. The tilim that we say strengthens that power, no question about it. The tilim that we say are very focused. Ezri mi Hashem, oisei shamayim v'oretz, hinei lo yonu v'liyishon shemer Yisroel. Hashem yishmor lecho mikol ro yishmor es nafshecho. Hashem yishmor tzeizcho v'yecho me'atum adoilom. All of these things focus us on. We're relying on Hashem. It's some bakosha, some statement of the metzias, of the reality, but we're focusing on bitochon. And every additional nuance, I don't know what the word is for measurements of bitochon has a hashpoah. We have no idea how much sorrow we avert, how many lives we save, how many even future damage that could be done, that evil that could be done, we can avert through our bitochon. So we have to work on it. We have to take it, you know, and every word that we speak about that has the ability to strengthen our bitochon, it's imperative to take advantage. Even the Adonai Elam Asher Molach, B'terem Kol Hashem is the Melech. It's the Adonai Elam, and Hashem li velo iro. Even to use the bitochon to realize Hashem is with us. We don't have to be afraid. We have to be afraid of anything. There are no dangers. There are no terrorists. There's nothing. There's einod milvadoi. And to the degree that we focus on that, it's the degree that we can influence. And I think that right now we have an emergency situation. Literally an emergency situation. We have Baruch Hashem, hopefully, Be'ezer Hashem, that people will be released. But unfortunately, there are evil people that are being released as well. And we have to keep that focus that, Kodesh Baruch Hu, we're relying on you not to let any damage come out of this. And there are tevadika things. The operation is drawing to a halt for a few days. The surveillance is being very limited for a few days. And on the one hand, that could say, oy vey, what's going to be? On the other hand, no, Rebbeinu Shalom, you're in charge. It's not the operation. It's not the fighting. It's not the tanks. It's not the army. It's not the surveillance. It's you. It's only you. It's Einoid Melvadoi. And we have this, Lishuoscho kivisi Hashem. Kidishuoscho kivino kol ayoim. All day long. The Arizal, we've mentioned here many times. The Arizal says, that when you say those words, that Kivishuoscho Kivino Kolayom for your Yeshua, we have hoped all day long. It says if one has in mind the Yeshuas that we need here, the imminent ones, the personal ones, the immediate ones, it's a skula that should help towards that. Should be thinking that. Lishuoscho Kivino, Vala Malshinim Alti Yisikva, V'choli Harisho Kreyotoy V'chol Yevecha Meheiro Yikoresu. And the tefillah inspires bitochon. That's what the Goyin says, tefillah sasachanunim, that the Loshon tefillah, he says, is a Loshon of roi panecha lepiloti. It's like a positive machshova. When we're davening, we're strengthening that bitochon, we're expressing that bitochon, we're trusting you. Why are we turning to you? Because we know it's all you. You're the only power. It's eilu milvadoi. There is nothing else. We have an opportunity to strengthen that. We say every day, you're the good one, that you never withhold rachamecho, your mercy. And you're the merachim, the merciful one, that your chesed never ends. And that's why we always hope to you. And we have to continue hoping to you. And it makes no difference how dismal the situation looks. And yes, there's what to be concerned. There's serious concerns. There's grave dangers. And a lot that was happening is now on hold. But we know your rachamim, we know your chesed, we continue to hope to you. Even if the sword is on the back of his neck, don't withhold rachamim. Don't give up. Yeshua Hashem ki harafayin. The Yeshua comes in the blink of an eye. We have to, at this moment, be machazik our bitochon and focus on these issues. And we know, and we've said it many times, and we've studied it many times, and we've proved it many times over, that the bitochon works when a person puts their bitochon in the chesed Hashem to the extent, knowing how much Hashem loves us, knowing how much Hashem cares about us, knowing how much Hashem has felt our pain in this tragic kufa of what's been going on over there, with the shvuyim, with the psuyim, with the displacement, with the avelim, and we know, knowing how much, and men putting their lives on the line daily, that we know how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels this pain, and we turn to Him and we ask Him to help us, and we realize that this situation can only be healed, can only be helped through HaKadosh Baruch Hu and our trust in His chesed, which will translate into a feeling of confidence He's just not going to let us down, can do more for the matzav in Eretz Yisrael than all of the armies and all of the drones and all of the intelligence and all of the tanks and all of the battleships and all of the whatever they have. It's everything is Hakol Toli Bekivoy is one of the Lashonis there. Everything depends on our bitochon and Hashem. And we should be zoiche that v'ani b'chastucho b'tachti, to find the strength to strengthen and to reaffirm and to rededicate our bitochon and Hashem. Yogei libi b'shu asecho. As the Goyin says, our hearts should rejoice. My heart will rejoice. I know it's a Loshon Osin. I know we'll rejoice in the Yeshua. The Yeshua will come because we have total trust in your chesed. Everything you do, Hashem, is chesed. Or Shira Hashem ki gomel alai. So Chaim Soloveitchik says, when the Yeshua will come, we will all say Shira. And should be bekorov that we'll be able to say Shira at the eradication of such enemies and the ability of Achenu B'nai Yisrael to be able to live in peace in Eretz Yisrael and world over. Shuvi Zeicha to see this Bikorov, Ken Yehi Rotzei.